We are learning Maseches Erevin, Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis, and we are starting three lines from the top of Nun Gimel Amud Beis. Amar Rav Abba, Iiko de Mashal Hu Bnei Yehuda, the Daiki Lishni. If someone could go ask the Bnei Yehuda, who they're very Daik in the Lashonis in their language when they learn, so maybe someone should ask them, Ma'abrim Tanan, Ma'abrim Tanan. We should ask them if Ma'abrim with an Aleph, Ma'abrim with an Ayin. Or a different question, a Gemara in Bukhari says, Achuzu Tanan, Achuzu Tanan. The Gemara in Bukhari is talking about how you check a behema that has mum by the Beitzim there. It says, you put him on his Achuzu, which is Agvaisov, so Shalav, Yigar is Aleph, or Yigar is Ayin. So if someone could go ask Bnei Yehuda if it's Ma'abrim with Aleph or Achuzu with Aleph, Yadi, they would know. Shalun, they went to ask Bnei Yehuda, but Amrilei, they said, they weren't sure. They said, Iketani Ma'abrim with Aleph, Iketani Ma'abrim with Ayin, Iketani Achuzu with Aleph, Iketani Achuzu with the Ayin. Bnei Yehuda Daik Lishni Mahi. What's an example of Bnei Yehuda Amr Daik in a language? And we'll see, it's in Mila Da'am, we'll see the Gemara is going to say. Tahu Ba Yehuda, Da'amu Lahu, there's a certain Bar Yehuda that wanted to sell a talis. So he went to the shuk, to the market, and he said, talis yashi limkar, I have a talis to sell. He didn't have it with him, it was in his boxes. He said, I have talis to sell. Amrulay ma gavin talis. What color is the talis? Amrulu, kitar de malay dama. It's like beets that are growing out of the ground. And it's very specific, because just said it's like a beets, you say, oh, it's a red talis, because beets are red. But when beets are in the ground and what grows above the ground, that's green. That's like flowers. He said, "Ketardim alei adama." Very clearly, exactly what the color of the thing was. They spoke very clearly. That's an example of Bnei Yehuda speaking clearly. Bnei Galil, example, don't speak clearly. Bnei Yehuda, Bnei Galil, like Daikelish Demahi, the Tanya learned in a brisa. To take out the word Tanya, Mahi, the Dahubar Gilolo. There was a certain Galilee person, Davika Ozel. He was going out there. Amalhu, Emer Laman. They're saying, I need an Amar. Now, what is he saying? There's four different choices. Foolish glula. There can be four different things you mean. Either you mean chamar l'mirkav, do you mean to say a chamar, you want a donkey to ride, or chamar l'mishti, maybe you want a wine to drink. Maybe amar l'milbush, maybe you want wool. Maybe you mean amar with an iron, a wool to wear. Or imar l'skaso, you want a little shepsula, a sheep, to shecht. I don't know what you're talking about. Talk clearly. He was trying to say chamar. He says amar, or maybe he means the amur ayin. We don't know what he's talking about. So you see, the Bnei Galil did not speak clearly. So Tamar Avayta, by another person, didn't speak clearly. He is saw the boyu lemeimar lechavrita. He wanted to tell his friend. She wanted to tell her friend. You know what? Come drink some coffee with me, some milk. Toyidach lechava. Come to my house. I want to give you something, some milk to drink. But the way he said it was amar lo shlechusi. Shlechusi was supposed to be Shlavusi, which means my friend. Mushalava means my friend. Instead, it says Shlechusi. Shlechusi, Tachlech Levia, a lion should eat you. Because instead of Toyi the Achle Chalba, you read it very quickly, Toyi the Achle Chalba, so it sounds like Tachlech Levia. Levia is a lion. A lion should eat you. So she goes up to the friend, you know, a lion should eat you. What? If you don't speak clearly, it sounds funny. Another mice where they did not speak clearly. There was a lady who came to the Bezdin, and she wanted to complain to the Bezdin that someone stole a tablet from her. Like someone, you know, a writing tablet. But he didn't speak clearly. She didn't speak clearly. First of all, she says, Armele Mori Kiri. My master, my servant. Kiri Lushan servant. Instead of saying Kiri with a kuf, which means my master, she said Kiri, which means my Eved. Then she says, instead of saying tavla, she says tefla havasli, which means a beam. I had a beam, and it was stolen from me. Instead of saying stolen from me, she says, v'gomvuch min, and they stole you from me. The kadai havais, which means, and now it is, the katshadru l'achaloi, if they hung you on this beam, le'moti karach ara, your feet would not reach the ground. Because she's like talking to the dayan, not respectfully, but only because she just doesn't speak clearly. It sounds like she's talking about the dayan that was stolen from me and we're hanging her up on a pole. Doesn't make any sense. So you have to speak clearly. Now the Gemara is bring down different memories where people spoke with chachma, with a remozim, and they spoke with a very smart way. I'm so the Bei Rebbe, the maidservant to Rebbe. So a lot of times, Talmidim came over to Rebbe to eat the Suda, and when she wanted them to leave, she didn't want to just tell them to leave, because that's not like Derech Eretz. So she just said in Lashon Chachma, Ki Yav Meshtoi B'Lashon Chachma, when she wanted to talk B'Lashon Chachma, Amrulei like this, Hachi, Alas Nakves Bekad, the ladle of the wine barrel is touching the bottom of the barrel already, which means it's banging the bottom of the barrel means that there's no wine left. Yidun nishraya l'kanein. Let the eagles go back to the nest. Basically, he's telling them there's no food left. Go back home. But she said in lashon chachma, in lashon of a remez, and therefore it was much more by kavodik. They kind of abayed leisvun when they wanted them to come have amr luhu yadi basa charvita mine. The barrel is telling its friend to take off its cover from its friend. It means we're opening a new barrel for you. And the ladle is floating on top of the barrel like a ship floats on the water, which means the barrel is very full and the ladle is floating on the water. So, and that means, come, we have a lot of food, come eat by us. He said like this. He wanted beets and mustard. It doesn't pass for Talmud Chacham to say, you know, exactly what he wants. So he said it b'lashon Chachma. Amar osali shar mishpat. Shar in Aramis, in Aramaic, is a tar. And mishpat is din. So tar din. It stands, like shar mishpat means tar din. Betur miskon. Tur is a har. And miska is a poor person, a dal. Hardel, chardel. So he wanted to say, I want beets in mustard. He said, "Oshli shar mishpat b'tur by this game." That was the remez for that. The kalav shal b'shpiza. They wanted to ask if the woman ashpiza is a good ashpiza, a good host, but doesn't pass to ask about a woman. So he said like this: "Om ha'chi gevar pum den chai. Gevar means a ish. Pum means a mouth. Ish pi din chai. Den chai. Den is ze and." Chai is alive, so ushpizich uzichte. It stands for ushpizichte, which means the ushpiza, which means the host. Wanted to ask my host, he said it in that way, because again, the saying is, gvar is a ush, and pum is a pi, and dain is zu, and chai, ushpizichte. Hey, ma toiva yash, is this a good hostess? Rabbi Volkim, Mr. Losh Chachmava, I'm a hachi, he said like this, a srigulub chabim. Turn the coals into esrei color. You know the yoma. Turn into esrei color. Turn into gold. Arkiu lezahavim. Flat. Make you know. Spread out the gold, which means the coals. But also lishnei megidi ba'alata, and make me two things that talk at night. What is that? Two roosters. Two chickens. Make me two chickens. Igadam rivi yasla behenchnei megidi ba'alata. He said, I want to make on that fire two roosters. But again, he talked in lashon of remes. It's been new to Rabbi Loi Tzvafan. Can you show me where Rabbi Loi is hiding? He didn't come to yeshiva today. Where is he? Amalem, he answered in the lashon of remes. Olatz benara aharoinis, acharoinis, iroinis venirusu. Amri lo, some said to one, ishav amri lo masechta. Now, what does that mean? So if it means a woman, it means like this. Olatz benara, he's happy with a young woman, aharoinis, she's kahenes. She comes from the family of Kahanim. Acharoinis, it's his second wife, his last wife. Iroinis, Rashi says, means balas chen and sharp, like someone who was awake. Lost him being awake. It's very sharp. Benarisoi, and he's so happy with his new wife, he kept him up all night, and that's why he's sleeping today. And if it's a mesechta, it means like this. He was happy with the new mesechta. Acharoinis means in Seder Kachim. You know, Aaron Akayin, the Avodah Seder Kachim. Acharoinis, second mesechta already. Second mesechta, new mesechta. Iroinis, and it's a new geshmak and masechta that's very deep, and it keeps them up. So he's learning the whole night. That's why he's sleeping. He learned the whole night. He found the nine masechta and caught him. He's so excited. He stayed up the whole night. And now a story the opposite. Amri le Rabbi Loi, it's v'nina hecha Rav Avoh. So from show me where Rav Avoh is hiding. Amar lahem nesiayit b'machter. He asked the machter. Machter is the nasi who could be machter other people, could give other people smicha. He asked Shel Eitzah by the Nasi. And Nasi told him, go learn the Hingiv Mipaish, go learn the south by Mipaish, which means by the Zikdei Darim, the people who knew how to learn. Just like Mipaish's example, someone who knew a lot of Torah, he went to learn by the Gedolim. He went to learn by the Gedolim. Omer Rishu ben Chananya. Rishu ben Chananya was a great debater, and no one ever defeated him in a verbal argument. But Rishu ben Chananya says, Omer Rishu ben Chananya, Yomer Elin Ischani Adam, Chutz Miisha Tinuk Vetinoikis. No one ever won me in a debate, besides for a Isha, one time an Isha did, one time a little boy and a little girl. What are these stories? Isha Imahi, Pam Achas, Sarachti Etzal Chsanya Achas. I was one time sleeping in a certain inn by a certain hostess. Ostly pile me a reach. The first day she made me beans, vachalt my power sort of plate. Loish yarti ben klum, I didn't leave anything over. Shnee, the second day again, she made me beans, loish yarti ben klum. But yamasushi, she gdicha melach, she put a lot of salt in it. It made it not so edible. Kivin shtamti, I taste a little bit mashachti yardi, I said, I couldn't eat anymore. Omra li, Rabbi, bema, inichasoid, why not eating today? Amarati law, so I told her, kvar saati by day, I already ate today, I'm not so hungry today. Omra li, you must be hungry, because I saw you eating the bread. You shouldn't have ate so much bread. I saw you eating the past. It must have been you were hungry. So Kitza, she stumped him. So Amra Li, so she says to him, you know why I did this? I want to show you. I want to show you how halacha. Rabbi, Shemalei Nach the Pei Bereshayim. You didn't leave over anything on your plate the first 2 days. Didn't the Chama say Amos Shiarim passed by Elphis? When the Masharsim give out the food from the pot, you clean out the whole pot. But on the plate, you should leave over something. Rashi explains, in those days, they didn't give food to the Masharsim. So the minig was to leave over on the plate something for the Masharsim. And that's the Erecheret, to leave over on your plate something for the servants, for the people who are serving. And you didn't do it. So you wanted to show him Beremez, look, now you have leftovers today. Today you have leftovers. You have to leave leftovers. Bekitzer, she showed him something and he did nothing to answer. That's the case of the Isha. What was the story of Tanaikis? Tanaikis Mahi. Pamachas Yismahal, when Derech was walking on the street, and I had a shortcut. I see a shortcut through a field. I went through the field. Armali, Tanaikis Achas, some little girl saw me. He said, Rebbe, isn't it a private field? Look, everyone's going through it. It's rubbed down. It's rubbed out, this path. Armali, listem kemoyzchak of Shua. Robbers like you rubbed out this path. But this is not really a path, it's a private field. Tinuk Mahi, what story of Tinuk? Pamachis Malach Derech. I went on the way. Varisi Tinuk Yeshva Prasad Racham. I saw there was a fork in the road. I didn't know which way to go to the city. And I saw a little boy sitting there. Marti Loi, but Ezin that Derech Nelech Leir. Which way, direction should I go to the city? Amrali, Zukatzar Arucha. If you go this way, it's short and then it's long. Vizu Arucha, sorry, this one's long but then it's short. So I figured, let's go to the short one. Velachti v'ksar of Arucha. V'kivin shegat to the ear, I got to the city in no time. But when I get to the ear, I see I can't go through. Matzash v'kivin oisa ginus v'pradesim. There's these orchards and gardens, you can't go through. Chazat l'achar, I went back. Amartli b'ni, alay amartli k'sar, you said this way is short away. Amartli alay amartli l'ach Arucha, I said it's short and long. Neshakti v'areisha, I kissed him on his head. V'amartli l'ach, shreichem Yisrael, shekuchem chom gdolim atem. You're all so smart, from the big ones to the small ones. Even the small little children are very smart, how they understand. This is short, but it's long. This is long, but short. And he should have really understood what he's saying, that sometimes you got to work a little bit to get into the place you want to go. Basically, basically he was going on the way. Eshchel of Bruria. He found Bruria. Who was Bruria? Bruria was a mayor's wife. She was the daughter of Chanina ben Tradin. She's a very smart woman who knew a lot of Torah. Omar Lo, so basically he asked her, "Beizid derech neilch lod? How do you get the lod exactly?" Omar le galili shayta, foolish galili. Lo kachar rochamim al tar basichem veisha. You shouldn't talk too much with isha. Hayach galayma beizid lod. You don't talk so much. Just say beizid lod, and then we would know. That's enough to say. Don't say is a derech neilech lod. You had two extra words. Just say how do you get the lod? That's all you should have said. Not a ma'aser of Bruria. Bruria eschechei lahu tamid davik agaris v'lechisha. He saw a certain talmud. He was learning quietly. Bachabei, she gave him a kick. It means like she gave him a zog. Amalei lo kach kosher. Says in the pasuk arucha b'koil v'shemura. What does that mean? If you learn Torah arucha b'rachei varim. If you learn Torah b'koil with your whole body with the ganze guf. But Ramach Avaram Shalach Mishtameres, then it'll be Shemura. You'll be able to remember it. Malav Einem Mishtameres. If not, you will not be able to watch the Torah. You have to learn loud. If you learn loud, your whole guf, that's how the Torah is Miskayim V'yadah.